The task force met Monday to present findings from the group's summer listening tour. 200 people spoke during the public comment portions of the town halls, and the task force received more than 300 written comments. Utahns expressed common themes, such as an opposition to increasing taxes and concerns about expanding sales tax to services, like Representative Tim Quinn's 2019 House Bill 441 outlined. At Monday's meeting, legislative analysts presented on the possibility of increasing the sales tax on unprepared food from 1.75% to match the statewide sales tax of 4.85%. Analysts estimate doing so would bring $250 million to the state's general fund by 2021. Nationally, six states, including Utah, have a reduced tax on food. Seven have a full tax, and 32 don't have any tax on groceries at all. Although considered a very stable tax, even in recessions, people need to buy food, analysts pointed out that a tax on food disproportionately affects lower-income families and individuals as they spend a greater portion of their income on groceries. To offset that, analysts presented another policy, instituting a grocery tax credit for those who qualify based on income or other factors. The task force also discussed a series of tax credits and exemptions to mitigate impacts of tax reform on certain taxpayers, including an earned income tax credit, a Social Security income credit, and a military retirement income exemption. The last policy explored was an income tax rate reduction, which would apply to taxpayers at all income levels. Utah's income tax rate is essentially flat at 4.95%. Per Utah's constitution, income tax revenue can only be used to fund public education. At the end of the meeting, Quinn, who says he spent months working on tax reform before unveiling the ultimately scrapped HB 441, expressed a sense of awe at the gravity of the task.
Every time we opened a door, there were 20 more doors that appeared. This is an incredibly way more complex than I ever thought it would be. I'm starting to just appreciate the magnitude that is before us.
It hasn't yet been determined whether the legislature will vote on tax policy in a special session this year or during the 2020 general session, or perhaps even later than that, but Tax Task Force co-chair and House Majority Leader Francis Gibson remarked that something needs to happen soon.
It's easy to sit here and go, you know, we don't have a problem, let's just not touch it. Let's not do anything. I wholeheartedly believe that it is time to start looking forward and seeing what's going on. Can we get another year? Maybe. Maybe get two. But is the discussion going to be any easier now or in 2 years from now or a year from now than it would be now? I don't think the discussion's ever going to get any easier. It gets more difficult.
The task force will discuss other options, such as removing the constitutional earmark on income tax and expanding the sales tax base to include services, at future meetings before holding a public hearing on its ultimate findings. The task force is still taking input at its website, strongerfutures.utah.gov. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.